Our goal is to get volunteers into shelters and animals out of them.
Brenna Donnelly is the director of Greater Goods Rescue Rebuild, an animal shelter renovation program that recruits volunteers from all over the country to help shelters in need. They've been working at the Escambia County Animal Shelter for the last week and a half, doing renovations and making the facility a lot more user-friendly.
It's a pretty significant rebuild. We've done a lot of things from the front all the way through the building, from the front to the back. We've done something for every animal in the building.
John Robinson is the division manager for Escambia County Animal Services.
We have a partner organization called Friends of Escambia County Animal Shelter, which is a nonprofit that was started here by a group of ladies that are amazing, that wanted to just support the shelter in any way they could outside of what we can do as a government entity. They called me and said, hey, we're going to apply for this grant with Rescue Rebuild. Are you okay with that? And I said, yeah, it sounds great. And then they said, hey, we think we're going to win that grant with Rescue Rebuild. They want to come through and do a tour of the facility. They came through, did a tour, and then they told me, yeah, you're going to get this grant. And so that's how we got it. It's amazing. And I'm so proud of having that relationship and being able to do these kind of things.
Over 150 shelters from across the country applied for that grant. Brenna Donnelly says Rescue Rebuild looks at a shelter's potential when giving out those awards.
What I really look for in a shelter is a group that's really trying to make a difference in their community. Maybe they didn't used to have the best reputation. Maybe their adoption rates aren't the best, but they know with a little bit of help, they can really turn that all around. And when John Robinson, the director here, came about 4 years ago, he really, really started turning this around and making this shelter much more of an adoption center than the old school kind of dog pound mentality. And he's done an amazing job, and we just really love what the shelter was doing and really wanted to help them get that mission out there.
In addition to giving the front of the building a fresher look, Donnelly says they made changes that will improve the shelter experience for both humans and animals.
So we put in two large dog yards, a smaller meet and greet area, we call it, where you can interact, adopters can interact with a new pet. We renovated two cat colony rooms, so hopefully they'll be able to get some cats out of cages and just free ranging in these colony rooms. We built what we call a patio for cats. So one of the cat colony rooms has an access for indoor-outdoor kind of lifestyle for them, which is super good for the kitties. We built them a dog wash station and a photo shoot area, and renovated, completely changed the look of their lobby to give it a more family-friendly feel.
The dog yards that were added are being used for a new program at the shelter called Dogs Playing for Life.
When Rescue Rebuild came in, one of the things they did for us is they built these play yards specifically for Dogs Playing for Life, which is a program that is, they come to the shelter, they go to shelters all over the country, they've come to our shelter, they're teaching our staff and volunteers how to work these dogs in large groups. They get them out of the kennels, they get them playing together. You'll see 10, 20 dogs in the yard playing together at the same time. They teach our staff how to do that, how to control it, how to make everything work, how to evaluate to make sure they're okay to go in those groups. And what that does is that gives us the opportunity to get every dog out of the kennels every day, to get out here and play, to burn some of that energy, to not be that just trapped in their kennel all day, bored. It gives them that mental stimulation. It also gives them socialization, and it gives us the ability to know the dogs better. Our staff knows the dogs better, and if you were coming to look to adopt a dog, you can watch it interact with other dogs, see its personality, and decide if that's the dog for you. So it's a benefit all the way around.
And there is one more unique aspect of this renovation. It will be featured on an upcoming episode of the PBS program Shelter Me. The episode is still being filmed, and many members of the shelter staff were wearing mics while at work. It should air sometime this fall. In the meantime, shelter director John Robinson says they are open and hoping people will stop by and see the renovations. The shelter is looking for volunteers to put in some time with the animals.
This program that we're doing, the Dogs Playing for Life, it's going to need a lot of volunteers to keep it going. Come in and play with our cats. Those things are there. If you can't own a dog right now, but you want to be around a dog, or if you can't own a cat right now and you want to be around a cat, come see us.
And who knows, maybe you'll leave with a lifelong friend. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.